SBS Radio.
Well, the shock is frankly on both sides. Seldom would we have gone into an election with the side so confident of victory who lost and the side so expectant of defeat who won. I think the shock is equal on both sides. The reason for that is because of an alignment of planets where you had the polling companies, all of them, News Poll, Galaxy, Ipsos, everyone consistently got it wrong. Then secondly, we had betting markets who all got it wrong. In Thursday this week, a sports bet announced with great fanfare they were so certain of a Labor victory they would pay out all bets on Labor on Thursday, 48 hours before the election. Sportsbet paid out $1.3 million on a Labor victory. Now they have to pay out everyone who voted Liberal as well. So you had this virtually unanimous consensus among the professional commentariat that Labor was about to form a government, that Bill Shorten would be Australia's new Prime Minister, that Tanya Plibersek would be the Deputy Leader and Penny Wong would be the Foreign Minister. And Labor front benches were fighting over their titles and which offices they were going to occupy in the ministerial wing. You had guys like Christopher Pyne, who, for whom I have a sneaking sort of affection, who effectively abandoned ship on the basis that the Morrison government couldn't be re-elected. Julie Bishop was being speculated about as an ambassador, potentially to the US, a Labor appointment, but she won't be appointed, I don't think, by the Morrison government because she wandered around, in effect, doing harm to the Morrison government's chances. So this is an absolute... Scott Morrison opened his speech by saying, I've always believed in miracles, and he's just got one.
Do you really think it was a miracle or there was a substantial reason for this victory?
Well, there were a handful of prophets in the wilderness. They were Rowan Dean, Sky News editor of Spectator Australia magazine, never faltered in his belief that Scott Morrison would be returned. John Ruddick, author of Make the Liberal Party Great Again, tweeted on Wednesday that he was 75% certain the Morrison government would be returned at a time when the Morrison government was 11 to 1 in the polls and Labor was $1.22 or $1.24. And he said, I'm 75% certain. And a lot of people looked at that and said, John Ruddick, you're just trashing your own reputation and judgment. I will say that one former obscure failed political commentator, Ross Cameron, predicted on the Ben Fordham show on 2GB that the Morrison government would be re-elected on the first day of the campaign. And that's based on, if you say why, you know, why? Well, let's admit there was the fact that Bill Shorten never saw a new tax that he was not deeply attracted to. Bill Shorten loved new taxes. He never had any impulse or instinct to constrain the size of the state. He wished to fulfil all of the ambitions of the big government, and the way he was going to do it was to punish the rich, which wound up through capital gains tax, negative gearing and franking credits to include lots and lots of people on incomes of under $60,000 a year. As Graham Richardson said tonight, it was a bridge too far. You can hit them once, you can hit them twice, but if you whack them three times in a row, it's too much. You're going to lose, and Labor has paid the price for a big ticket platform combined with an uncritical adoption of every daft, boneheaded, green extremist, new age, inner urban, leftist gender idea. There is no idea too dumb for Bill Shorten, and tonight he's been punished for it.
Ross Cameron, former political commentator and journalist, thank you very much. sbs.com.au